And in France, an all-party parliamentary commission has concluded that the country should prohibit women from wearing face veils in public buildings and on public transport. But it stopped short of calling for a complete ban.
The commission's findings were unequivocal.
The all-enveloping veil represents in an extraordinary way everything that France instinctively rejects. This is the symbol of the enslavement of women and the banner, as you write, of extremist fundamentalism. This cult-like approach is both the negation of equality between men and women and the rejection of the will of living together, without which our republic is nothing.
Notre République n'est rien.
The 200-page report followed 6 months of research, interviews and deliberation. It made 18 recommendations, including banning full-face veils in public facilities, including hospitals and public transport, and refusing residence cards and citizenship to anyone with visible signs of a radical religious practice. However, the Commission did not recommend a full ban in public, meaning the burqa and niqab could still be worn on France's streets. But this wasn't enough for the government.
My position is to forbid it in the whole open public space, because I think that it's the best way to make sure that we are all living with the same values.
Predictably, opinion on the streets was mixed.
We don't agree that women wear it in the street because it's something against the woman. And even themselves, they don't want it.
Burqa is something really innocent because it has nothing to be scared of, for my opinion, because the burqa, the women wear not for their religion, not because they have to, but because they just have respect for their own man. I think everybody should have the right and the freedom to wear what they want. I mean, I wouldn't want it if somebody's telling me right now to take off what I'm wearing. I'm happy with what I wear. It's kind of like my identity.
The Interior Ministry says just 1,900 women in the country regularly wear the full veils, so they're hardly ever seen. And many in France's Muslim population believe that the attention being paid to the burqa and niqab is nothing but an unjustified political gimmick. Marc Vautier, Presse TV, Paris.